Go ahead, Arnie. I'm on the big girl stool now. So I could put the microphone up, usually I have to pull it down. I'm bringing you a message from Pastor Beek. He left and went to Bend to secure housing for his retirement. While he was there on Wednesday evening, he suddenly collapsed. His legs didn't work. He collapsed on the bathroom floor of the Dairy Queen, which I know that floor wasn't clean, and he said it was not. He was taken to the hospital. His sister got him to the hospital. He's independent. He's not going to, like, take any help. They have done extensive tests thinking that it was a stroke, and it was not a stroke. They have now determined that he has spinal cancer. And most spinal cancers are metastasized from another cancer, and so then they can learn how to treat it. They have tested his head. Usually it's from brain or colon cancer. They have done all the extensive tests. I think he was on 8 or 9 MRIs yesterday when I spoke with him. And they cannot find any other cancer, which makes it a problem to treat the spinal cancer. They don't know exactly what they're dealing with. He hopes to have answers in the next day or two to understand how, if chemo will be effective, if radiation would be effective. But for this point, he says, I'm too close to this microphone now, I'm spitting in it. He said that he will not be back to Idaho. He kept telling me about things about his house, things about his new apartment that he'd gotten, and I kept trying to reround him to, let's concentrate on your health. Let's not talk about the house. We don't have to get that stuff out of there. We will try to at one point, and we'll give you plenty of time, you know, the people are listening or not here, that we can have a closing with Pastor Beek. He hopes to, and our technology people will figure out if we can figure out a way to Zoom here, if we can figure out so that he can speak to us. His idea last night was, let's just put my phone up to the microphone and let me talk that way. But we all are grieving. This is, you know, we knew that he was going to leave the end of May, but we didn't know that he would never be back when he left last Monday. And so there's things that I'm going to ask of you. First of all, we did meet Friday with the Synod Bishop, assistant to the bishop, and he said, no, we don't do anything on the call until Pastor is gone. Well, Pastor is gone, so the council is going to meet tomorrow at 6:30 and try to push for a next step so that we're not in this limbo for eternity. At this point, please keep Pastor Beek in your prayers. Please keep the congregation in your prayers. Try to discern in your mind what we need in the pastor as we go forward, because we need to go forward. And so keep those things in mind. We need people to be on our call committee when that point comes. Keep that in mind. Yes, we are an aging congregation, but we're also a young congregation. And you kids, you need to have input into that, Finn, Charlie, Victoria, into what you want in your next pastor. So everybody needs to come together and figure this out. It's not just a council thing, it's our congregational thing. Now, for pastoral care as we go forward, if you have a need for a pastor, a medical emergency, something that you would normally have called Pastor Beek for, if you do not get someone at the office, call my number or Maxine's number, and we can get you a pastor, a supply pastor of some type. We're going to need better people than me and Honey to speak on Sunday morning. But the Synod is trying, but they thought they had until the 1st of June. And so they're in the same position that we are. Does anybody have any questions? Did I explain it correctly? You got the message. All righty. Yep, Brenda.
Can we get an address so we can see
Pastor? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. His sister did send me his mom's address. It is written on the yellow legal pad right outside the office for today. I just wrote it there this morning. It's, you know, Pastor Beacon, John Beacon, care of Gene Beek, Post Office Box 26, Bend, Oregon, and the zip is on there. That was part of our leaving process, is to write cards on the good things he did and send him a card. Right now we have several reasons to be sending him cards. So yes, that address is there. I'll try to get it typed up on, but I was on the phone until 9:35 and I was still in my pajamas, so you guys are lucky. But so if you want to send him a card right away, that address is there, and I won't let it get ripped off and taken away. So, all right? Okay, I'm having Honey do the service today because I had other things, so I'm going to leave. Don't think I'm just never coming back, because you'll see me again here next week. So, but he did authorize me to announce that today, so...
Please rise. Our opening hymn will be hymn number 609.
Thank you.
You may be seated. For the brief order of confession and forgiveness found on page 95 and 96 in the front of the hymnal. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that may perfectly love and worthy magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in captive in sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and what we have done. We have not loved our sins our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen your power through the Holy Spirit that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and cure found on page 138 in the front of the hymn book. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
From the peace above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, the peace of well-being of the church, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all those who offer, hear their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our hymn of praise is hymn number 324, verses 1 and 3 only. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The prayer of the day is found on the first page of readings and prayers insert on the first page of the bulletin. Let us pray. O God, rich in mercy, by humiliation of your Son, you lifted us up the fallen word and rescued us from hopeless and death. Lead us into your light, that all of our deeds are made perfect. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Lord, who lives and reigns in you and in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our next hymn is number 335.
The first reading is Numbers verse 21 through chapter 21, verse 4 through 9. From the Mount Or, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of the Edom. But the people became discouraged on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. Whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm is Psalm 107, and you'll read the bolded portion. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endured forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those he redeemed from trouble. And gathered in from the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their influence, they loathed any kind of food. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble,
and he saved them from their distress.
He sent out his word and healed them,
and delivered them from destruction.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love,
for his wonderful works to humankind.
And let them offer thanksgiving sacrifice,
and tell of his deeds with songs of joy.
The word of the Lord. The second reading is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of his world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, doing the will of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our next hymn is number 338.
Thank you.
Please rise. Oh. The gospel for today, the fourth Sunday in Lent, from the Gospel of St. John's, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O God.
And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this judgment, and this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all those do evil, hate the light, and do not come to light. Oh, whoops. And their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true to the light, so that it may clearly be seen that their deeds have been done by God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
You may be seated. Our next hymn is 336. Please rise for the Confession of Faith and the Apollos' Creed, found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was conceived under the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he judges the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The prayers of the church are in readings and prayers. The prayers of intercession. Trusting in God's promise in recoil all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and the world in need. Gracious God, love your unities. Give vision of global church and foster corporation and mission. Increase interreligion understanding and dialogue. Make your church a sanctuary for all fleeing persecution, disaster, and war. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Creating God, your love enlives. Restore balance to the earth's fragile habitats. Preserve wilderness lands, rainforests, and wildfire. Cleanse oceans and rivers. Make us good stewards of the earth. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Righteous God of your liberties, we give thanks for those who can courageously witness to your libertine love. For all people from evils of racism, religion, strife, and hatred. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Merciful God, your love heals. Care tenderly for all those who loved ones perish from the pandemic disease in every nation. Strengthen health care workers, first responders, and caregivers. Relive all who live with chronic illness and pain. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is
incarnate God, your love enlightens. Open your heart and minds to fresh understandings of our faith. Deepen our love for you and for one another. Teach us to pray for our enemies. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy
is great. Abiding God, your love saves those who died in faith and made alive in Christ. We give thanks for your promise that will always be raised and newness of life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of the heart through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also.
You may be seated. Our next hymn is number 660.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the fourth Sunday in Lent. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to us on the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Shelby Hammond, Marlene Henry, Curtis Campbell, Kaden Unruh, Marla Egbert. Happy anniversary this week to Bill and Vicki Meadows. We are gathering pictures of Pastor Beek over the years. He has been here to make a memory book. Please go through your pictures and share them with Shonda. She is collecting them. You can bring them to the church office, email them to the church or her personally. The more pictures, the more memories for him to remember us by. There will be an organ committee meeting on Sunday, March 17th, following the worship. Please plan to join. Are there any other announcements? Our offering hymn is number 182. Our offering prayer, let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our times, and our possessions. Use us and what you have done in the world of love. The world gave himself. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our next hymn is number 807.
Thank you.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Threefold Amen. Our next hymn is hymn 803. Please rise and sing it with us. Peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.